Zaba. Coffee Mambo Jumbo has stopped at a chocolate area again, Zabar, and this is Belgium chocolate.
Yes.
Now, I've wandered through the ranks here, and I've come across Belgium chocolate before, but whenever I asked, where is the country of origin of the chocolate that you use, nobody could answer me, but Livio, who works here for Zabar, he knows his cacao beans.
Yes, I know my cacao beans, actually, so it depends on the product you want to produce. And if, for example, you want to produce a bar and you want to have and stick to this product all year long, you need to buy a blend. And whenever you buy a blend, you always have at least 30 to 40% of the cacao beans that comes from West Africa, precisely from Ivory Coast and Ghana, because those are the two biggest producers in the world today of cacao beans. So that's one point. You always work with a blend when you want a product that you will produce for many years.
Okay, then, but we are more refined here.
We are more refined because if you talk only about dark chocolates,
yes,
then you're not going to stick to a blend because it's not going to be the good chocolate you're looking for. You're going to look for origin.
Exactly.
So then you choose a country, you choose a field, and you choose a specific chocolate that you want to develop. And that's what we do, actually. We have more than 12 different dark chocolates. We call this origin range. And so it's always about a country, for example, Togo, Venezuela, Ghana, Tanzania. And then we try to choose a good beans and find out which percentages the aromas and the flavors will be at his most.
Yeah, so works best, really.
Yes, works best.
To keep true to that origin.
Exactly. And then you just choose how much butter, cacao butter, and how much sugar you put in it. So I remind you that dark chocolate, it's cacao mass, cacao butter, and sugar.
Yes.
So,
but when we buy a chocolate and it says 75%,
yes,
it means 70% of cacao.
Cacao mass, definitely.
Mass. And then
so the rest
some
is divided between sugar and butter.
And butter.
And I remind you that the cacao beans, the cacao mass is important, but the most important in a good chocolate is the cacao butter.
Yes.
A good cacao beans, you know how to find a good coffee beans. A good cacao beans is a beans that have a good butter in it. So the fat part, the fatty part of the beans is the most important.
And that brings the smoothness to then.
Not only, you can have an exceptional cacao mass and not that good cacao butter, your chocolate will be bad. The opposite makes a good chocolate. So you can have a random cacao mass, not that good, but an exceptional cacao butter, you're going to have a good result. So cacao butter is the most important.
Yes. Okay. Now, what is your favorite country of origin when it comes
definitely
to cacao?
It's Madagascar, Grenada.
Why?
Because I'm not looking for bitterness, more like flourish flavors.
Okay.
And the one that comes, for example, Betsimi Saraka from Madagascar is something like it's really a flower in my mouth.
Okay.
And I love it, definitely.
And what's the percentage of it?
It's 66%, so it means you have 35% between butter and sugar.
Okay, okay. And you don't think that the butter and the sugar takes away from the cacao?
Not
there's only 60%?
Really. Actually, you have this niche product that tries to develop dark chocolate with 99%. You know, they try to develop for diabetic person.
Yeah.
So sugar-free, etc., etc. If you want to respect the tradition of chocolate, you need sugar, you need butter.
Clear message here from from Zaba.
It's not a chocolate. And if you come in Brussels and ask my chocolate maker what is a chocolate and what is the limit, he will tell you 85. Don't go over 85, otherwise it's not chocolate anymore.
Okay, so let's keep it to chocolate. Coffee Mambo Jumbo is enjoying this conversation with Livio.
Thank you. I enjoy it too.